Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Public consultation opens today for Queenslanders to have their say on the government's new crocodile management plan. Environment Minister Leanne Leonard says public safety messaging will also be a focus of the budgeted $4.175 million allocated to protecting our community.
Making sure that they're not leaving bait, fish skeletons and other things around boat ramps, but not feeding crocodiles. Unfortunately, sometimes we've seen people when they're small feeding them out around boat ramps.
Management zones have been refined and reduced from 6 to 4, with world-leading sonar underwater technology introduced to detect and deter crocs. Nearly 12,500 people have signed a petition to legislate castle law in Queensland. If passed, the castle law bill will allow homeowners and occupiers the right to protect themselves by whatever means necessary during a home invasion. Principal Partitioner and Katter's Australian Party Deputy Leader Nick Demetto says perpetrators of crime do not deserve the same human rights as their victims.
The only protection I believe a perpetrator or a home invader should have is the front door of the house. They're making the decision to cross the Rubicon or cross the threshold, and what happens next should be up to the person who actually lives in that property.
Douglas Shire Council says it's currently trying to find a replacement wastewater disinfection system. An electrical fire last month destroyed the final step in the process that kills 99.99% of bacteria. Residents are to avoid swimming and fishing in Packers Creek and the Dixon Inlet. And an education expert says Queensland state schools need equal funding from both levels of government. UniSQ curriculum professor Stuart Riddle adding negotiations are ongoing to address the staggering $6 billion annual funding gap. The state currently contributes 80% while the feds pay 20%.
Even though that adds up to 100, they're not paying what's called the schooling resource standard, which is the amount of money that each school is meant to get.